We're talking with the Minnesota FFA Foundation, Val Arsvold, with us, Executive Director. Val, we always look at the changing FFA. Here in Minnesota, we've got a lot of growth that's happening. Tell me about that.
It's an exciting time. We've welcomed 20 chapters over the last 3 years, and this year we're adding an additional 11 new chapters to our programming. So it's unprecedented growth that we're trying on the foundation side, best support, and we've got some pretty creative ideas of how we're doing that.
Is there some commonality in why we're getting these new chapters happening?
I think that school administrators really see that career and tech education is helping their students best prepare for careers, and they want that for their students. So I think that combination, as well as a teacher of agriculture, is very versatile with their license, so they can fill a need in a school, big or small.
So you said you're doing some creative things. Tell me about that.
So we are presenting for the first time new startup kits for all chapters. So everybody that's starting those 11 chapters will receive chapter jackets, the officer markers or paraphernalia, gavels, banners, promotional materials, just to really get them off to a good start.
Those are those things that we don't think about, but that's really necessary and probably hard for a chapter to get going with.
It's an investment for a new chapter, but what was really neat for us on the foundation side is to see how people, both individuals and businesses, got behind, and all of those kits were sponsored because people saw the relevancy of FFA and wanted to support that at a very basic chapter level.
So talk to me about the foundation. What kind of support are you seeing? What more can people and businesses do?
Yeah, we really have lots of opportunities, and we're looking to support that growth. So we've seen membership swell to over 16,000. We're looking to grow that probably to about 40,000 to match the number of students in our classrooms. So on the foundation side, we take that seriously, and we want everybody to realize if they invest something, it's going to help us get to our goal, that every student has access to these high-quality programs where they're going to develop the skills they need to be not only successful personally, but actively contributing to their community.
Well, we wish you much success at this convention.
Thank you so much. It's going to be fun. We're welcoming over 5,000 kids here.